The halacha is that one has to wear special clothing. And there's a machlokas in the poskim as to the reason why you have to wear special Shabbos clothing. So Mishnah Berurah brings down the mainstream understanding, which is based on the Gemara of the Chibadito. You're supposed to honor Shabbos, and clothing the Gemara refers to is something that is mechubad. It shows honor for a person. If you look at the Aruch HaShulchan and other poskim, they describe how kavod is really found in one's clothing. So just to show extra kavod Shabbos, one should wear special clothing unique for Shabbos. The Kolbo, among other Rishonim, or Chas Chaim as well, one of the Rishonim, argue and say that the reason behind wearing special Shabbos clothing is to remind the person that it's Shabbos, not to do any malacha. That's the idea, as a reminder for a person. And the Gemara talks about in Maseches Baba Kama, when it comes to Shor HaMuad, that creating a Shor HaMuad, the circumstances have to be the same. And they describe there how a Shor could be a Shor HaMuad just for Shabbos, even though it's every 7 days. But because Shabbos and the clothing that people wear, it really changes the dynamic of an animal, people around you. It really sends a reminder to people. So the one wearing the clothing, it should serve as a reminder that he shouldn't do any malacha, and not because of a kavod for the Shabbos. This is the machlokas found in the poskim. So when should a person, when she put the clothing on, what's considered the proper time? So if you assume that it's just anything before to remind you to not to keep Shabbos, not to rather violate Shabbos, so then seconds before is enough. You could put it early, you could put it on Friday morning if you want. It doesn't make a difference when you put them on, as long as you're wearing the clothing on Shabbos. But the Rama writes that the inyan really is one of kavod Shabbos, and a person only shows kavod Shabbos right before Shabbos. To get dressed in Shabbos clothing Friday morning doesn't indicate any kavod Shabbos. It could be it's your clothing you wear for Friday. You're wearing it all day Friday for 12 hours. That's not kavod Shabbos. A person should wear the clothing, put on the Shabbos clothing close to the time of Shabbos. So he therefore writes that since a person is also supposed to bathe for Kavod Shabbos, and right after you bathe for Shabbos, you should get on your Shabbos clothing, so the bath or shower should be close to Shabbos, followed by getting dressed with Shabbos clothing. So as close to Shabbos as possible, of course, without having to violate any Isurim of taking showers and other problems of getting ready for Shabbos. But closer the better, and that's how the Ramah paskins. Now, which clothing have to be different? So the Magen Avraham writes that one should have a different talis, and adds that ideally all of his garments should be different. Having a special Shabbos, talis is one thing, but all the clothing as well. So what about a belt? Is a belt included in other clothing? So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says even the belt should be changed. The Maaser Rav and Os Kuf Mem Zayin says that the Gra would change all his clothing, everything, including the belt. What about a kippah? So the Chazon Ish apparently had a different kippah, a special kippah for Shabbos. I don't know if it looked any different or not, or just it was something that is meyuchad for Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan talks about how in the recent times, at least when he lived, the clothing one would wear during the week on Shabbos would look the same. And the only difference really would be one of quality, higher quality, more expensive for Shabbos clothing. So in regards to the new kippah or the new belt or anything different, it doesn't have to just be different. It should be something that's a little bit more chashiv, a more chashiv yarmulke, more chashiv belt. So what about shoes? The shoes have to be different. You have to have special shoes for Shabbos. So the Tshuvas Rav Ha'olim writes in Chelek Dalad Simon Yud Gimel that one does not need to change his shoes. He could wear the same shoes as on the weekday. He has a raya based on the Yushalmi, but the Kav HaChaim says still nonetheless, it is midin midas chasidis, one should change even his shoes. Now, even if a person doesn't change his shoes, or even if a person does change his shoes, whether or not you're changing shoes or not, the Poskim all say that one should shine the shoes before Shabbos. That's a special preparation for Shabbos. It's brought down the many poskim. That was the custom of Moshe Feinstein to shine the shoes before Shabbos as a way of kind of like you bathe your body and you clean your clothing and you clean the house. Cleaning the shoes is something as well because shoes get dirty pretty quickly. Now, if a person has shoes that don't get dirty and they still look very nice and clean and shiny, I don't know if there's a requirement. It's not an inyan of polishing shoes. It's an inyan of the way it appears. So if it comes off appearing very nice and clean and shiny, I don't know if you have to. But again, you have to take a look how your shoes look, and they should be presentable for Shabbos. What about undergarments? So Rav Nissen Karelitz writes that one does not need to change them because the whole idea of wearing special Shabbos clothing is a din of v'chibadito, a din of of being mechabed the Shabbos, only clothing that you wear on the outside is mechabed Shabbos. Clothing that is not seen underneath the clothing, that's not considered kibud, and you don't have to change that clothing. But still, nonetheless, Piskei Teshuva says one should have clean undergarments when wearing them, because the clean clothing is another element of kavod Shabbos. That one thing is showing chashuv clothing, number two is clean clothing. So though the clothing, the undergarments don't have to be different than the weekday, they do have to be clean. I hope everyone's wearing clean undergarments in general anyways, but to make sure that a person should wear undergarments that are clean for Shabbos, that's a special inyan. What about talis katan? So Piskei Teshuva says that the custom is to have a special talis katan as well. Now, even though, again, it might be a difference between the chassidim and not. The chassidim wear their talis katan over the shirts, so you really see it, so that would be a din of the chibato, but most those Ashkenazim and Sfardim who wear the talis katan underneath their shirt, maybe there wouldn't be an inyan of the chibarito because you don't see it. It wouldn't be an inyan of kavod. But still, nonetheless, to my understanding, the practice is to have a special talis katan. I have a talis katan special for Shabbos. So there's a halachic point here as well, that when a person does change into his Shabbos clothing and his Shabbos tzitzis, you do have to say a bracha on the tzitzis, because this wasn't what you were wearing in the morning when you said the bracha on the talis gadol or the talis katan. So you do have to say a new bracha. What about a coat and scarf? So the Piskei Teshuva brings down different minhagim. Many say that you don't have to have a special Shabbos coat or a special Shabbos scarf. You're not wearing it to look impressing upon the Shabbos and be mechabed Shabbos. You're wearing it just to keep yourself warm. And therefore, he says you don't have to, according to some poskim. But I would contend that the whole idea of clothing is to keep you warm. That's the whole essence of clothing, to keep you warm. And therefore, since the scarf and coat is to keep you warm, and it's on Shabbos, I think you should have a special Shabbos and scarf. I personally do have one. The Piskei Teshuva does write in the footnote, "V'chol amar b'mishubach," as much as a person can do. The greater the better. If a person is able to afford a special coat for Shabbos and a special scarf for Shabbos, so it's greater. It shows a more kavod of Shabbos. What about pajamas? So the Piskei Teshuva point out that one should wear different pajamas for Shabbos as well. He makes an interesting point here. Up until now, we've really been assuming the reason why you wear new clothing is v'chibadito, an inyan of kavod Shabbos. But he does point out, according to the Kolbo, that the reason why you wear different clothing on Shabbos is to remind you, yourself, that it's Shabbos and you shouldn't turn on the light, you shouldn't do something that's usher. So he says that's another reason why you should wear special Shabbos pajamas, because if you wake up in the middle of the night and you're flustered, you don't remember what day of the week it is, you might turn on the light going to the bathroom. So if you're wearing different Shabbos clothing, that's going to serve as a big reminder that it's Shabbos. I know if when I go out for lunch, which is not very often because we don't go out to eat other than to my in-laws, we don't go to the members of the shul, it gets complicated. But if we're not making chul in the house, we're not having lunch at home, so then sometimes I wake up in the morning and I get confused whether or not it's Shabbos or not because I don't smell that chulin. So it takes me a few seconds to figure out what day it is. So if you wear a special Shabbos pajamas, that would be another reminder that it's Shabbos, not to do something that's usher. The Be'er Heitav interesting writes that you should keep the clothing clean, as I mentioned before. So he says if a person's holding a baby, certainly a baby that spits up a lot, you should make sure to have a cloth or towel on top of your suit so you don't get it dirty, because that would be taking away from Shabbos. It wouldn't be a covered Shabbos, and you can't clean the clothes on Shabbos. So to be just very prepared when holding a baby to have a burp cloth on your shoulder or something when holding a baby. Now, what kind of clothing should you wear? So the Arizal brings down that you should wear white clothing, but the Prima Gadim says if it comes off as Yehura, comes off as arrogant, that you're so makbid on all these different things that other people are not makbid on, then you shouldn't do it. So most people where we come from don't wear white clothing, and if one were to wear white clothing, everyone would probably stare at him that he's strange, and it perhaps is a Indian of arrogance. So we don't have that custom nowadays to wear white clothing. Now, in the comfort of his own home, the Be'er Halacha says a person could wear whatever he wants. It wouldn't be an issue of Yuhura in his own home. But the Piskei Teshuva says that who is makbid on all the other chumras of the Ariza, the various kavanas and all other things, that's a person who's on the level of wearing white clothing of the level of the Ariza. The person who shows up just wearing white clothing and he doesn't follow any of the other chumras and the kavanas of the Ariza, it would be strange for him to wear white clothing. So again, the practice is not to wear white clothing on Shabbos. It's brought down that some, so the Elia Rabba says, there's actually an in to wear black clothing, and many people wear black suits, gray suits, colored shirts. Either way, it's all really fine. Remember growing up, there's one person in Shul and Bnei Shurin who would give us a big deal. It was a time period when people started wearing, in general, color clothing. There's someone on TV, I forget who it was already, he started making this new fashion trend of wearing a gray shirt, a blue shirt, a pink shirt with a suit, and that was a big fashion statement, and people in Shul started to do that as well. And there's one person, Bnei Shurin, who was very bothered by this, and he would come over to you and tell you, you should wear a white shirt, it's covered Shabbos, you should wear a white shirt. And this was his big Indian, so maybe wearing a white shirt is somehow a keem of this Arizal of wearing white clothing. But again, any clothing you wear, as long as it's in the spirit of Shabbos, it's really me'ikar din. Fine. The Pesukei Tshuva brings down that the practice is to wear the Shabbos clothing even during the meal with the hat and the shtreimel, if you wear shtreimel, and your suit, because the Arizal and the Zohar write that the shulchan is an eis ratzon, because it's like you're sitting at the shulchan of the king of the melch, malchei hamelchim. So that's why some are makrit to wear their suit and hat during the meal. I know I had once had a meal at Rav Weinberger's house. We had a Friday night suda there when we first moved in and became part of Eish. So he wore his shreimel the entire time. There's a big in and out pikabal, the chasidim to wear them. So again, if you're makbin and other chumras of that reads on the Zohar, so there's such an Indian. If you're not, you don't have, and you're so hot, you don't have to be uncomfortable to take off your jacket and your hat. It depends where exactly you're holding and what kind of chumras you're looking for. Now, wearing them Motzei Shabbos, so the Mishavura says the halacha is to wear them until after Avdallah. So what about after Avdallah? Can you take them off right away? So the Chazanish and Stipler are both recorded as taking the Shabbos clothing off, changing the clothing right away after Shabbos. They didn't want to wear the Shabbos clothing any moment during the weekday. It's degrading the Shabbos clothing. So Havdalah is over, Shabbos is done, they change their clothing into weekday clothing. Rav Nissen Karelitz says there's no need to be makbid to take them off right away. You don't have to rush. Some say right before you go to sleep you could take them off, but there is no urgency to take them off. Shabbos Chazon, Rav Nissen Karelitz agreed, in this case though, one should take them off right away because we don't wear launder clothing, nice clothing, chashuv clothing during the 9 days. So the moment Shabbos is over, you're now entering into the rest of the 9 days. Then he says you should take it off. Now Rav Yashuv felt that you don't need to rush and take them, you don't need to rush and take them off even on Shabbos Chazon. You can leave them on to whatever time you'd like to. The Pesukei Tshuva quotes from the Arizal that one dafka shouldn't take them off until Malav HaMalach is over, because the Neshama Yaseira, based on the Arizal, the Neshama Yaseira is still there even during Malav HaMalach. So even though we know we smell the Besamim according to the Ran in Pesachim, we smell the Besamim because we just lost our Neshama Yaseira, and we're so depressed, so the Besamim are supposed to waken us up and satisfy our Neshama that's been lost. The Arizal says that even though that's the case, the neshama still lingers till Malav Malka, so there's an inin to still wear the Shabbos clothing. Now, wearing them during the rest of the week, the Kav HaChaim says that one should not wear Shabbos clothing during the rest of the week. What about wearing Shabbos clothing at a simcha? So this is a big discussion amongst the minhagim. Some do, some don't. Depends what your minhag is. Going to a wedding somewhere, Shabbos suits. Others don't. Many people only have suits that they wear on Shabbos. They don't wear suits during the week. So what are they going to do when they come to a wedding? So they have no choice other than to wear a Shabbos suit. What are they going to do? Have a special suit they just wear to weddings only, but they don't wear on Shabbos? So the Pesukei Tshuva is bringing down some minhagim, some medaktikim, who would have a middle type of suit. They'd have a suit that was very chashuv for a wedding, but wasn't something that they would wear on Shabbos. They would reserve the most chashuv suit for wearing on Shabbos. So you see there are many halachas with regards to Shabbos clothing. Mitzvah Shem, we should all be mechabed Shabbos in the proper way. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.